Now to letters from the evening news. And this week, it's farmers calling for a ban on the rest of us using hosepipes that's got people riled, as these comments on the internet show. Definitely have a hosepipe ban now. Farmers need water to feed us. Nobody needs a lawn to exist. Now that was from He Said What Smith. Whereas Bill Bailey said, with water flowing through meters and shareholders thirsty for profit, how would a hosepipe ban ever be a realistic option? Norfolk Ngood next said, next year's food shortage is hardly alluded to. No planning for when this happens next summer. And Norfolk Bint said, social responsibility my backside. Respect works both ways, which is what farmers have forgotten. Normal for Norfolk wrote, I think there is a bit of a deep-seated problem here. Why do farmers have any rights at all to significant water extraction licences? All that would seem to imply is that they have been accustomed to a business model of growing crops that need forced irrigation, that the natural climate and landscape can't provide. Reminds me of parts of California, Imperial Valley, and the ecological issues there. Farmers need to grasp that they need to grow crops more resilient to drought and change their ways. S. Hughes wrote, grass actually grows back the next year, despite what people think. My neighbour sprinkled his garden for 3 weeks, morning and night, so it looked pretty for a barbecue he was having. And my other neighbour uses one, and it mostly waters his pathway and the public footpath, because he only has a stamp of grass. I don't see how anyone can say that is necessary water usage. Aircon Dave concludes this discussion with, I think that the water companies know what the situation is a bit more than Farmer Palmer. Anglian Water have just stated that the reservoirs are at normal level, so perhaps these people should stick to farming and stop trying to talk about things that they clearly know nothing about.